Once again, this is Jim Rao, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday at this time by the grace of God. We're in our 20th year now bringing these messages to you, and we hope you've been blessed by them. We sure have, and we thank the Lord for all the good messages. We praise the Lord for this radio station and for all the prayers and provision for you, the listener. If this is your first time today listening to this broadcast, we say welcome to you. We hope you come back each and every Sunday and make this a regular stop on your Sunday schedule. And for those of you who've been with us for many years, we thank you. We hope you continue to stay with us. Today we're going to be talking about debt is death. Debt, D-E-B-T, is death. And so this is a very appropriate subject for what we're going through here in the United States right now. And so if you have an understanding of the situation that we're in, the financial situation in the United States, you'll understand much more about what's happening in the government and what's in store for the U.S. in the days to come. So if you have your Bible there, turn it to chapter 13 in Romans. Once again, this is Jim Rao, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. We're going to talk about debt is death here in just a minute, but first I want to give you an update what's going on in the ministry here in Kenya. The last week we have been working on site preparation for our Makunda Primary School. And so we've got a crew out there moving dirt around, trying to level up the building site a bit. And so if you have an idea that you'd love to help us, if you have been touched by our desire to help the children of Makunda Village with a good primary school, get in touch with me, pureprairie@hotmail.com. We're going to be starting the foundation work here in just a short time, within a week or so, and then we'll be going up. We have plans for a school to accommodate 200 to 300 students, and we'll be giving lunches at noon and no boarding at night, but we'll have lunches at noon. And so this is going to be a wonderful opportunity to minister to the children, a good Christian school in Makunda Village. It's going to be right next to our children's home, between the children's home and the church. Wonderful location, central location. And so again, email me, pureprairie@hotmail.com, if you have any questions about that. We'd love to hear from you and get you to support that project. Well, today we're going to be talking about debt is death. And debt is spoken of in the Bible as a very negative thing. And so we know, many of us in our personal life, that debt can be death. And debt can be a real hindrance in your family affairs, in your family finances, in your national finances, in your state finances. And so that is important to understand what God has to say about death. It's important to understand for your own personal life. It's important for us to understand because we're going through this trauma, this wringing, you might say, this cleansing in the United States of America of trying to figure out where all the money is going, where all the tax money is going, what it's going for, who's using it, are they using it legitimately, are they using it honestly, or is it going to good causes? And so this is all very appropriate because the United States of America is now $36.5 trillion in debt. $36.5 trillion. And beloved, it's really impossible to comprehend how much money that is. And you look around, there's a great many people in the U.S., but many of them are not working. Many of them are getting money from the government for disabilities or for one thing after another. Lots of scams, lots of fraud, lots of fake programs going on. There's lots of good legitimate programs also, but all in all, the U.S. is in decline, and part of the reason it is in decline is because of this massive debt. Well, $36.5 trillion, every 100 days, $1 trillion is added to the United States national debt every 100 days. That means in a year that $3 trillion is added, $10 billion every single day added to the national debt. I don't think there's enough people paying taxes, because the majority of the people in the U.S. are, many of them are retired, many of them not paying taxes. There aren't enough young people paying a good amount of taxes to keep carrying this burden. And the way debt accumulates, that the amount needed to pay on the interest of the debt becomes greater and greater and greater all the time, to where we're almost now paying $1 trillion per year just to pay the interest on the debt, just to pay the interest, $1 trillion, and a budget of $5 or $6 trillion, that's 20% that we're paying just to pay the interest on the debt. And this is not sustainable. If we stay on this route, the United States is going to go bankrupt. The dollar will be even more worthless, and it will bring great calamity on the United States of America. It's going to bring a great calamity if we can't borrow, because we have no good financial standing with the financial institutions of the world. And so it is very important that we get this debt under control, and that is a great deal of the focus of attention that's going on in the government in the United States of America. There are some people who understand the urgency of this situation. And trust me when I say it is an urgent situation. You don't see it if you don't want to see it. But if you're looking for it and you understand it, you will see it and you will understand it, especially from God's point of view, because He talks about debt in the Bible. Well, Proverbs 22:7 is a good scripture to start with, and there's many proverbs. I suggest you read through that book, and you'll see many proverbs scriptures that talk about debt, that talk about work, that talk about the blessings of work, talk about laziness. But 22:7 is a good one to start, because it says the rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is slave to the lender. Well, if you've ever been in business and you had a line of credit and you had to keep borrowing money because the cash flow of the business wasn't working, I know some of you listening today, you're probably in that situation right now. The cash flow isn't working. You have to keep borrowing. So you become a slave to the lender. You go to the banker and you say, I need more money, I need more money. And the banker says, well, you got to do something different. You got to change what you're doing. And so that is the truth of this Proverbs, that the borrower is slave to the lender. Well, believe it or not, in the United States of America, we issue bonds to raise money, and there's other different ways that we raise money, but we issue bonds, and some of our enemies, including China, are holders of the bonds. And if they ever call in the bonds and ask us to take them back or to pay them up, we're not going to be able to. China's going to say, well, I'm going to take a bunch of the Kansas farmland or the Nebraska farmland, and in exchange for all these bonds that I'm holding. And so we are putting ourselves in a very precarious and dangerous situation by having our enemies holding the debt of the United States of America. Going to Romans chapter 13, we looked at this a bit last week. The first 7 or 8 verses here in chapter 13 talks about the role of government, the government's ability to raise taxes, the government's ability to pay off debt, to be an avenger to those who practice evil. All of these things are discussed. I would urge you to read that Romans chapter 13, the first 10 verses. But starting in chapter 13, verse 6, for because of this, you also pay taxes. For because of this, in other words, the practice and the institution and the operation of government, because of this, you also pay taxes, for the governing authorities, they are God's ministers attending continually to this very thing. Well, attending continually means this is an ongoing practice, this is an ongoing operation. Every single day you expect to have water in your tap, you expect to have lights when you flick the switch to get lights on in your house, and you expect the roads to be fixed. So this is an ongoing, doesn't just happen 1 week out of the year and then the government checks out. No, it happens all the time. We have defense installations that are online that are working and operating 24/7, 365. We have communication systems that are operating 24/7, 365. All of this is ongoing. It has to be paid by the taxes that the government raises. So verse 7, render therefore to all their due, taxes to whom taxes are due, custom to whom customs, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor, and then in verse 8, owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves one another has fulfilled the law. So God is saying right here through the Apostle Paul, owe no one anything. If you owe somebody something, take it back to them. If you've borrowed money from them, take it back to them. If you've borrowed tools from them, take it back to them. And so he's applying this in this context of Scripture that if you owe taxes, you pay taxes. If you owe back taxes, you pay your back taxes. And so that is God's plan, that nobody owes anyone anything. Well, I understand if you're in business, sometimes you have to borrow money, and if you're in farming, you have to borrow, or you think it's wise to borrow. If you need money for buying seed, if you need money for buying fertilizer or fuel for the season, you go to the banker and you say, I'm wanting to borrow this money so I can plant, and I'm hoping for a good harvest to come in, then I'll pay off the note, I'll pay off what I've borrowed. And so there are business strategies, there are farming strategies where you may be compelled or feel you may be compelled to borrow money to put the crop in the ground or to build the business, and you just have to pray about that and see if the Lord gives you the okay to do that. But I can tell you God's ultimate plan, his plan A, is that you owe no one anything, that you can put that crop in the ground without borrowing and paying the 7% interest, that you can build that business without paying the 7% interest, and that is God's plan, and hopefully you will be able to come to that point in your farm or in your business where you can carry out that plan. Well, Romans chapter 13, verse 4, for he, the governing authority, is God's minister to you for good. In other words, the plans of the government should bring good for the people. The plans of the government should not be a burden on the people, should not cause the people to groan, should not cause the people to grow weary. The plans of the government should be good plans for the people. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he, the governing authority, does not bear the sword in vain, for he, the governing authority, is God's minister and avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Well, all of this investigation by DOGE, the investigating agency that President Trump has appointed, all this investigation is to try to find out where the taxes went to, all of the places around the world, all of the places in the United States where the tax money got spent, and it was not spent in a legitimate or an honest way. It was not spent in the way that the people of the United States had intended for it to be spent. Well, if you look and scrutinize, I've scrutinized the U.S. aid expenditures here in the country of Kenya. Some of it is just lack of wisdom, some of it is just stupidity, but a lot of it is pure evil. And so is the same for every country around the world. We've been promoting a lot of policies that are pure evil about transgender and about homosexual activity. Even in the country of Kenya, this stuff is illegal. It is illegal to promote these kinds of lifestyles in the country of Kenya. And yet, U.S. aid money, your tax money, my tax money has been utilized to promote this kind of activity in Kenya, and it needs to come to a stop. There's other things promoted here in Kenya through USAID and other organizations that are good, legitimate organizations, and they should be continued if at all possible. But it's also very good for the country of Kenya to learn to pick up their own shoes, to carry their own burdens, to pay their own bills, to pay for their own programs, and not stand around and run around the world all the time with their hand out, begging for more money, so that the governing authorities here in Kenya can live high on the hog and steal all the money, put it in their own bank accounts, their own personal bank accounts, send their children to Scotland or send their children to Great Britain for school, send their children to the United States of America for school, while the people of Kenya continue to beg and don't have anything, don't even have money to send their own children to a basic decrepit public school here. And so it is important that we look at these programs to understand what's going on with the money that we are spending. And again, I say, some of the things that we're spending the money on, it's just foolish decisions, it's just lack of wisdom, but other things, there are demonic programs going on, promotion of demonic things in the kingdom of God, promotion of things that God says is an abomination and is not of his will. All of those things need to come to a stop. They need to be halted. And so it is important for we understand God's plan for the utilization of taxes. Well, the taxes have to be raised, but in order to continue to tax, you have to measure the impact of the taxes that are raised from people. You can't just keep continuing to raise taxes. It puts a burden on the economic activity. It actually stifles economic activity, and after a while, people then start to groan. They don't pay their taxes. They don't want to work because they say the government is taking too much of the money, and so you can't just keep piling on more and more tax programs and think you can tax your way out of a $36.5 trillion debt. You cannot do it. It will not happen. You have to cut the spending. We have a $5 trillion budget in the U.S., but we're borrowing $7 trillion to pay for the $5 trillion. We're in a deficit every single year. There hasn't been a balanced budget in the United States of America for about 25 years. And so we can't continue to go down this road. And if you don't understand this, you're not going to understand why God raised up this man, Donald Trump, to be president of the United States. You're not going to understand what he's doing. You're not going to understand why God appointed him for this time in the history and in the timeline of this great nation. If you don't understand the impact of this $36.5 trillion debt, you're not going to make any sense out of what is going on. And so I ask you to pray about it. God will reveal to you the truth of what is happening, and you will come to an understanding that we have to make drastic changes in the way we are conducting our financial affairs in the United States of America, the way we are spending our taxes, the way we are raising our taxes, the programs that we are putting these taxes into. If you don't understand that and have wisdom in looking at that, you're not going to make any sense of what is going on in the U.S. of A. Well, we have to learn to work. There are many people in the United States that are not working. They've got schemes going. Many people are out and out thieves. And that is true here in Kenya as well. People don't like to work. At some point in time, they turn their life over to the devil and they become a thief. That's their work. Every night they're out looking for something to steal. The Apostle Paul says in 2 Thessalonians, "For you yourselves know how you ought to follow us, for we were not disorderly among you, nor did we eat anyone's bread free of charge, but worked with labor and toil night and day that we might not be a burden to any of you. Well, here's a man who wrote 13 books or so of the New Testament. He was a preacher, he was an apostle, he was a teacher, and yet he says, we worked and we toiled night and day that we might not be a burden to any of you. Well, Paul had churches that he was establishing. He had mentors. He was mentoring Timothy and Barnabas and all of these other young guys. And yet he worked. He kept his tent-making business going. He kept his tent-making craft going. He said, I don't want to be a burden to you. I'm going to work. I may preach all day, or I may preach a few hours, and I'm going to go home and I'm going to make tents. I don't want to be a burden to you, and I want to be an example to you of what it means to work and take care of myself and not be begging bread from other people. Beloved, I'm not going to boast to you. I'm not boasting. I'm just going to tell you a fact. I preached in the prison for 15 years, and I would work on my farm till 5 o'clock, run in, take a shower, jump in my car, and run to the prison. And I would be there at 15 till 6 to be ready to go into prison. I did that for 15 years. And that is how I learned to preach. That is also how God blessed me. He drew me closer to Him through the preaching, but I didn't ask people for money to go into the prison. I took care of all of that myself, the fuel for my car, the any fees that I had for Xerox copies or anything, all of that I took care of. I worked every day, went into the prison every Friday, did that for 15 years, and every Sunday, did that for 15 years, not to boast. I'm just saying I did that not expecting a big salary, not expecting fringe benefits. I did that just because I wanted to preach and I loved the Lord, and God blessed me because of the sacrifice that I made. Well, back to 2 Thessalonians, Paul says, not because we don't have authority. He says we have authority to ask you for money, but not because we do not have authority, but to make ourselves an example of how you should follow us. So Paul is saying we worked. We wanted to show you how not to be a burden on others. We worked to buy our own bread. We didn't expect others to pay for our bread. And so Paul says we did that to show you an example of how you can take care of yourself. For even when we were with you, verse 10, for even when we were with you, we commanded you this, if anyone will not work, neither shall he eat. And so my admonition, my encouragement to all of you out there today, if you're listening to me today and you're not working to take care of yourself, if you're a burden on somebody else and you're claiming some kind of disability, you're claiming you got headaches, you can't work or whatever, find something to do to take care of yourself. Find something to do so you will not be a burden on other people. You won't be asking other people to buy your bread for you, to take care of you. And so this needs to ripple through the whole society, that people need to take care of themselves, and especially younger people. Many of them feel like they have been entitled to receive certain things here in the United States. We've got massive welfare programs, massive programs for disability and all of this stuff. And we need to change some of that. Some people need to get right before the Lord. They need to pick up their own shoes, carry their own shoes, and become an example to other people how not to be a burden on other people. Well, I'm going to talk about the blessings of the Lord here in the last couple of minutes. This is Deuteronomy 28, the blessings and the curses, because God wants to bless the United States of America. Understand this, God raised up this country to be a light and a beacon to the people of the world, and God wants to bless the United States of America. It is not His will to see the United States of America go down. It is not His will to see the United States of America fail financially or go bankrupt financially. That's just lack of wisdom. That's stupidity on the part of man. And we need to turn it around, because it is not God's will. It is not God's will that we continue down this road carelessly spending trillions of dollars, carelessly promoting programs all over the world that don't need to be promoted, that are in some ways actually demonic and tear down the kingdom of God. And so it's God's will that things turn around. He has put people in place, a window of time, a window of opportunity. He has put people in place to be able to try to turn this situation around. And I believe by the wisdom of God and the will of God, it can be turned around. But it's going to take the will of the people supporting the administration, the will of the people, supporting the people that God has put in place to turn this situation around. Well, Deuteronomy 28:8, the Lord will command the blessing upon you in your storehouses and in all to which you put your hand, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God has given you. That is the United States of America. God gave this great land to the people who came here to establish a great nation, a beacon of light. Freedom of religion was very important to them, the motivating factor that brought them to this land. And then in verse 11, Deuteronomy 28:11, and the Lord will grant you plenty of goods, in the fruit of your body, the increase of your livestock, and in the produce of your ground, in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. Verse 12, the Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain in your land in a season, and bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. That is God's will. You shall lend to many nations. You shall not borrow. You shall be the head and not the tail. I speak over the United States of America today. You shall be the head and not the tail. You shall lend and you shall not borrow. The debt that is crippling and choking the United States of America, this debt shall be paid off. It shall be paid down, and we will have balanced budgets. We will have fiscal responsibility. We will have wisdom to deal with the United States of America and the problems that we have. And that is God's plan. I speak it today over this nation. Well, Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We'd love to hear from you today. We'd love to have your support for that primary school project here in Kenya. You can contact us, Gather the Outcast, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. Go to Facebook.com/Jim Rao. You can go to my website, gatheroutheoutcast.com, and donate there with your debit card or your credit card. You can also go to PayPal at paypal.me/gatheroutheoutcast. paypal.me/gatheroutheoutcast. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to have your support. Thank you again for listening today. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.